翻开历代志下第一章。
Let's open to the Second Chronicle chapter one.
我们从第八节。
Let's start with verse one, deep verse eight.
我们看到所罗门他所说的话。
We see the words of Solomon.
所罗门对神说：“你曾向我父大卫大施慈爱。”
Solomon answered God, "You have shown great kindness to David, my father.
使我接续他做王。”
And made me king in his place.
那么这一句话里面，所罗门王很清楚的知道，是他接续他的父亲做王。
So Solomon clearly showed that he knew that he was to succeed his dad as king.
那这意思是什么呢？不应该轮到他的。
So meaning that it's not supposed to come to him.
上面还有几个哥哥。
He had brothers before him.
不应该轮到他的。
It should not have come to him.
但却是因为神的慈爱。
But because of God's mercy.
神的应许。
And his promise.
所以他更应该，神验重他，他更应该在这个岗位上。
So because of the God's love for him, that he's very thanksgiving.
好好的做神给他的这个应许。
And to do what God has promised to him.
那你可能会讲到说，哎呀，这么好的，当然人家要啊。
So if you would say that because so good that of course somebody he wants it.
他当然好好的去做啊。
Of course he will do it well.
事实上，我们跟所罗门这句话里面是很相似。
But we are actually similar to what Solomon has said here.
第一个，神有给我们应许。
One, God has given us promises.
不但给我们应许，还要给我们的地位。
Not only has given us promises, He gave us a standing.
神给所罗门有应许。
God gave Solomon a promise.
有王的地位。
Has a standing as king.
神一样给我们有应许。
God also gave us promise.
给我们神儿子的位分。
And standing as sons and daughters of God.
那如果所罗门他知道这样子的一个领受是不是很自然的来临？
So if Solomon understood that this is not of natural,
是神极大的恩典。
But it's God's great grace.
他都那么努力的去看重他的位分的时候。
And you work hard to grab onto this.
那我们怎么可以轻看神给我们的应许跟神给我们儿子的位分呢？
How can we despise the God's promise and also God's standing to us as sons and daughters of God?
当他看重的时候。
So when he really emphasized this or regards for this,
正确的向神寻求他的智慧。
So he sought God's wisdom.
他在十二节里面讲到说：“我必赐你智慧聪明。”
So in verse 12 it says, "Therefore wisdom and knowledge will be given you."
也必赐你资财丰富尊荣。
And I will also give you wealth, richness, and honor.
在你以前列王都没有这样。
Such as no king who was before you ever had.
在你以后也必没有这样。
And none after you will have.
这是神给所罗门的一个应许。
This is a promise God gave to Solomon.
那么就是前无古人，后无来者了。
So meaning that no one before him.
他的智慧跟聪明是超过所有的王。
That his wisdom and knowledge was above all the kings.
那这个应许是神要给所罗门的。
This is a promise given to Solomon.
那是在他明白神的话语的当中。
That's when he understood the word of the Lord.
或是他愿意遵照神的话语而行的时候。
When he was willing to obey the commands of the Lord.
那么神给他这样子的一个殊荣。
So this is what God gave him.
当我们看到他开始去跟他的嫔妃去拜偶像的时候。
But when he began to worship the idols with his concubines.
你就可以看到所谓的智慧跟聪明就失去了。
And his wisdom and understanding or knowledge disappeared.
甚至没有办法察觉他已经偏离神。
He didn't even realize he's straight from God.
那么怎么会一个神向他显现两次的人，他会有这种偏离？
Why would a person to whom God has appeared twice depart from God?
有时候我们在想，神对所罗门这么样的恩待，他怎么会偏离？
Sometimes we think why Solomon would depart from God even though God has treated him with such kindness.
就是当一个人的那个自大。
Because it's a personal greatness.
大到一种程度的时候，他淹没了自己的眼光。
It's so great that they cover their own eyes.
麻痹了自己的感觉。
And they become numb.
以至于就没有办法明白神的爱在他的身上。
And they will not understand the love of God in them.
而这个爱竟然是从神的公义里面产生出来。
But this love is from God's righteousness.
就没有办法看到这一点。
They are not able to see this point.
我们碰到问题的时候，神啊，你不是慈爱的吗？
And when we do any problem, we will say, God, are you merciful?
我们应该来讲神啊，我碰到这个苦难。
You should say, God, I ran into this hardship.
我知道你是用你的公义来待我。
I know you're treating me with your righteousness.
那这句话是什么意思的呢？
What does it mean?
就是说，我碰到这样的问题。
If I run into this problem,
这一个公义的神，你一定为我判定。
The righteous God will judge for me.
不但如此。
Not only so.
你是引领我的。
You're leading me.
我按照你的公义来判我。
I'm looking at according to your righteousness.
因为在世人之间没有任何的公义。
In the world, there's no righteousness.
这个就是按着公义里面来享受神的慈爱。
It's to enjoy God's love in righteousness.
那么在十二节里面看到，我们看到神给所罗门极大的尊荣。
So in chapter 12, we saw that God gave Solomon great honor.
不但智慧聪明。
Not only wisdom and understanding.
还有财富。
Only wealth and riches.
我们看到这个叫做什么附加的价值。
This is the secondary gains.
这种附加的价值就产生出来。
This is these secondary gains.
但我们今天可能很多的人是反其道而行。
But people today are looking.
我们认为拥有很多的财富，赚了很多的财富的这一个人，他有很聪明跟智慧。
So we think that people who have wealth and riches are the ones who have well,
wisdom and knowledge. 看到不是神是怎么样，因为所罗门忠于他的位分。
No, it's because Solomon was loyal or faithful to his standing.
而他所求的智慧神赐给他。
And he asked wisdom and God gave it to him.
不但如此，让他有财富。
Not only that gave him wealth and riches.
这样子呢，财富才不会淹没了我们的聪明跟智慧。
So this way, wealth and riches will not overcome our understanding and knowledge.
财富是淹没了我们的这些的智慧聪明。
Today, wealth often cover over our wisdom and knowledge.
第一章十三节，于是所罗门从基遍的丘坛会幕前回到耶路撒冷，治理以色列人。
So then, verse 13, Solomon went to Jerusalem from the high place.
所罗门聚集战车马兵。
And where he reigned over Solomon, he accumulated chariots and horses.
那么为什么要这样子呢？
Why did he do it this way?
不是有耶和华的看守吗？
Didn't he have a God caring for him?
这个就是神给他的智慧。
This is God's wisdom to him.
因为呢。当他的马兵强大的时候
，because when his chariots and horses become mighty,
他这样子的情况不是靠着这个马兵
，isn't this under this condition he's not actually going by the chariots and horses？
让周围的邻国看见
，but it's for the adjacent nations to see。
啊，周围的邻国看见的时候，让这一个世界里面这个以色列人有一个很大的平安。
That when the nations adjacent saw this, Israel had great peace。
因为神应许给所罗门。平安没有征战
，because God promised Solomon peace without wars.
那给他平安没有征战的定义要做什么呢
？So what was he to do when there's peace without wars?
所罗门也非常的清楚
，and Solomon understood.
他开始交棒的时候有一些的动乱
，so of course when there's a succession there was some chaos.
他必须要先安抚这些动乱
，he must put down all these unrest.
不但内还有外
，not only internal but external.
安定下来之后。
After things become restful,
首要的工作就是建造神的殿。
His work is to build the temple,
让所有的这个百姓可以敬拜神。
So all the people can worship God.
第二章里面，我要为耶和华神的名建造殿。第四节。
So in chapter 2 verse 4,
分别为圣献给他。
So I'm going to make a place in His name and dedicate to Him.
在他面前焚烧美香，常摆陈设饼。
For a burning fragrant incense before him for sending out the consecrated bread regularly.
每早晚安息日月朔
And for making burnt offering every morning and evening and on Sabbath.
并耶和华我们神所定的节期献燔祭
And new moons and at the appointed feast of the Lord our God.
这是以色列人永远的定例
This is a lasting ordinance for Israel.
建造神的殿宇做什么呢
So what's building the temple for?
这个就是他的一个诉求
This is the reasons.
叫所有的以色列的百姓
So to tell all the people in Israel
可以早晚在神的面前献祭
That they can make offering before the Lord day and morning and evening
当然不是每一个以色列人都去
Of course not every Israelite goes there
那么这一些呢就是当时的一个定例下来
This is just an ordinance that was made at that
time 那么所罗门呢他怎么样他 要在神的面前焚烧美香
So the Solomon was supposed to burn a fragrant offering incense offering before him
陈设饼
and also to set out the consecrated bread
这意思是说我们这一个人的殿
so this is telling us that each person's
就要按这一个第二章第四节里面
need to do according to chapter 2 verse 4
第一个要焚烧美香。
One is to burn fragrant incense.
就是我们祷告所产生的香气。
It's a fragrance from our prayers.
常摆陈设饼。
And also setting out the consecrated bread.
我们灵里面经常要有神话语的喂养。
That our spirit should have the word of God.
不但有神话语的喂养。
Not only providence from the word of God.
我们也要常摆陈设饼，让人可以领受到神的话语。
We also need to set out the consecrated bread so other people can receive.
每早晚。
At morning and night.
我们自己在神的面前要有一个祷告。
We need to have a prayer before God.
要献上美好的祭。
To offer beautiful offerings.
并且安息日跟月朔。
Also Sabbath and all the new moons and appointed feasts.
这是神所定的日期。
These are the dates appointed by the Lord.
还有每一个月的第一个开始。
And also the beginning,
初一
啊, the first day of the month.
圣经里面有讲夜朔跟月望，就是初一十五了。
So this is the day, beginning of the month, and the month is the, where the food comes from.
月亮开始要成为圆的时候。
So before the moon becomes full.
或是月亮开始要怎么样，从圆的时候要变为这个不圆的时候。
Or become crescent.
或是讲说这一个事情好或不好的时候。
So when this The matter is good or bad.
神的话语里面有一句话叫做无论得时不得时。
So there's a word in the Bible. When
得时的时候
season,
也要一样要这个赞美神。
So when it's out of season, we still need to praise God.
不得时的时候也要赞美神。
Or in season, we need to praise God.
因此呢，在神所定的节期。
So the feast appointed by the Lord.
不是我们自己在神的面前就好了。
It's not just us before the Lord only.
必须要怎么样？在节期里头。
Need to be in the point of feast.
节期里头就是弟兄姐妹聚集在一起的地方。
That's when all the brothers and sisters assemble together.
基督徒没有办法过一种独身的生活。
Christians cannot live a lonely, isolated life alone.
不能一个人敬拜神，面对神。
It cannot be only a single person worshiping facing God.
要有弟兄姐妹的彼此建造。
They need to have brothers and sisters to build them up.
彼此学习。
To mutually build up, to learn from each other.
彼此忍耐。
And also to endure from each other.
忍耐对方的成长。
And to be patient with each other's growth.
你不要以为你一直在忍耐对方的成长。
Don't think you're only patient with the opposite side.
可能对方也一直在忍耐你的成长。
Maybe the opposite side is also enduring you.
彼此忍耐。
So you need to be patient with each other.
这一个就是我们这一个人神的殿。
This is our personal temple.
这一个就是在整个的，不管在个人或是在这一个节期的时候。
This is personal or during the point of first feast.
你可以看到说，这个早晚可能就是个人了。
So maybe morning, evening is just personal.
但是后面讲到的怎么样，安息日啊、月朔啊，以及这个耶和华所定的节期，都是怎么样，弟兄姐妹。
Because it follows mentioned the Sabbath, new moons, and the point of feast. These are the times to be with the brothers and sisters.
每天我们要面对神。
So we need to face the Lord.
把面对神的那一种馨香之气产生的陈设饼供应给更多人。
So when you are before the Lord with the fragrant incense and the consecrated bread, you can set out for others people, for other people.
因此我们每一天在早祷会。
So every day in the morning prayer meeting.
每一天我们跟神的祷告。
And our prayers to the Lord.
我们有没有把神赐给我们的话语常摆陈设饼？
Did we put the word of God as the consecrated bread before him?
从神来的供应。
And from the providence of God.
把这个供应分享给其他的弟兄姐妹。
To share with other brothers and sisters.
这就是我们一对一的原则性。
This is the principle of our one-to-one sharing.
原则就是一对一就是在建造我们这一个人的殿。
So to share one-to-one is to build our personal temple.
第三章第一节。
To chapter 3, verse 1.
所罗门就在耶路撒冷向耶和华向他父亲大卫显现的摩利亚山上。
So then Solomon began to build the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem, Mount Moriah, where the Lord has appeared to his father King David.
就是在耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上。
It was on the threshing floor of Arauna.
大卫所指定的地方预备好了。
The place provided by David.
哎呀，我们在读这个摩利亚山的时候。
So we were studying the Mount Moriah.
那一天我们神学院在这个彼此研讨。
So the students in seminary were discussing
摩利亚山上发生过哪些事情。
What happened in Mount Moriah?
我们来想想看好不好？摩利亚山上发生过什么事情
？What happened on Mount Moriah?
啊？ 亚伯拉罕献以撒嘛，对不对
？That's what Abraham offer Isaac.
不但献以撒
，Not only offer Isaac.
献以撒之前还要把什么样？以斯玛利先怎么样？啊，赶出去。
What he had to do with Ishmael, he had to drive out Ishmael.
因为唯有以撒才是真正能够承受产业的。
Because only Isaac was a son of promise to receive inheritance.
好了，以斯玛利已经被赶出去了。
Okay, so Ishmael was driven out.
以撒成为我真只有以撒是我的孩子。
Only Isaac is a true son.
因为把他献上。
And he had to offer.
我以前那一个盼望以斯玛利不见了。
And my previous promise Ishmael is gone.
没有关系嘛，因为我有以撒了。
Because now I have still Isaac.
但是现在不是了，以斯玛利被我赶走了。
But now Ishmael was gone.
我要把以撒给杀了。
And I have to kill Isaac to offer a sacrifice.
我以前错误想要得到的后裔没有了。
So the thing that I thought would be a gain for me is gone.
现在神赐给我的这一个我又要没有了。
And what God was supposed to give me is gone too.
因为我们要从这一个方向来思考亚伯拉罕那时候的心情。
We need to think about how Abraham felt at that time.
因此他说他可以使神是使可以使死人这个复活的。
Because God raises the dead.
是无变有。
He called those things be not though as they were.
他那个信心，当时那个信心是多么大。
How great his faith was at that time.
他不想说啊，他不会说，哎呀，反正我杀以撒之前，神一定会叫我住手。
Because he didn't know that God would stop his hand before he made the sacrifice.
如果这样，那一句死人复活就不会产生了。
Otherwise, that word that he raises the dead doesn't come to him.
新约成为一个正规的一个实体的那一句话就不会从新约的身上再提出来。
So in the New Testament, it's supposed to be a reality. Otherwise, it would not be mentioned in the New Testament.
圣经神的话就不会如此评价亚伯拉罕。
So this the Bible would not recorded Abraham as such.
那么今天早上在听到有一人就说这个宗教理性跟宗教的这一个问题。
Someone today this morning talking about the understanding of religions.And the system of religion.
人很喜欢用这种统计学把人给的自由给统计起来。
People like to use statistics to look at how people do things.
这一个很不合乎逻辑，你知道吗
？This is not according to. This is actually not logical.
我们人一直讲要自由。
People talk about freedom.
什么是自由
？What is freedom?
自由就是我用一个统计把我统计在里头，我在那个框框里的自由。
So the way they are describing freedom now is using logic sort of put you in that same group.
很多人喜欢这一个去这个讲到这个星座哈。
People talk about zodiacs.
啊，这个紫微斗数啊。
So maybe like the Big Dipper.
这一些都是统计学。
All this is statistics.
那么这一个星跟那一个星座。
This star and that star.
他们永远不知道他自己是什么星座。
They never know what star they are.
是人把它命名的。
It's named by man.
然后我们就把统计完，你就把人缩在那个框框里头。
They use statistics and put people within the statistics.
我们人喜欢在人所塑造的这个框框里面叫做自由。
People think that they are in statistics, therefore they are free.
事实上，我们已经被锁住在不自由的里头。
But they are actually locked in the lack of freedom or bondage.
今天就是有一个大学几个大学的教授在那个地方讲到说啊。比较有理性的人，他没有办法对神有很大的信仰。
There are two professors today talking about people who have understanding cannot understand God's freedom.
或是说，能比较有理性的人，他们对于宗教呢就比较能感。
So the people who have understand would be cool to religion.
那我觉得那个不叫做理性。
I say that's not actually understanding.
那个叫自大。
That's actually pride.
真正的理性。
True understanding.
看到的时候会什么？
When they see,
哎呀，看到这天上的创造。
They see the creation of heaven.
神啊，人算什么
？God, what is man?
这个是真正神启开了我们的理性。
This is actually God opening our understanding.
那其余的那什么所谓的人的理性，那就是堕落的理性。
But the understanding they are talking about is a fallen understanding.
当神把人真正的理性提升的时候
，But when God lifts the understanding of man,
那才真正的是依靠神。
That is to truly trust the Lord.
才知道神。是创造宇宙万物。
That God is the creator of heaven and earth.
所以讲到说理性的时候，对他那个理性叫做堕落的理性。
Yes, it is understanding, but it's a fallen understanding.
一个人运用堕落的理性，很难去明白神。
Someone who uses a fallen understanding.
我们看到摩利亚山里面呢，怎么样？他不是没有理性。
understanding God. Here to Moriah is not without any understanding.
是什么？是看得见的信心。
His faith was able to see.
我们经常是怎么样？这个看这个信心是怎么样？是一个要先我有个实体，我再来相信。
But man's faith is when they will believe when they actually see it.
那已经不用相信了。
But then there's no need to have faith.
如果今天你把蛋糕已经拿给我吃了，我已经吃了，我相信在之前你就会把蛋糕拿给我。
So today I eat the cake. You gave me the cake. I ate it. Then I realized
you
were giving it to me.
因为如果还没拿之前，我就已经把它写下来。我说你待会要做什么事情，做什么事，递给他看。哎呦，哇，那你就预言了啊。
But if I tell them beforehand, I write it down what they were going to do, they will say, you prophesied.
因此信心是什么？
So what is faith?
还没有看见，我就事先有看见。
Before you actually see it in reality, you can see it.
啊，这个看见当然是从神来的。
Because it's from God.
然后怎么样？有信心去承接的时候，我才真正的看到实体。
Then when you receive it with faith, you actually see the reality.
信是所望之事的什么？实体。
Faith is substance of what you hope for.
神在讲信心的时候，他讲了真正的信心。
When God talks about faith, it's the faith of reality.
人的信心是假象的信心。
But man's faith is actually a vain.
证明给我看，我就相信。
They say, prove to me and I'll believe.
很多人就说，你证明给我看，我就相信。
They say, prove to me and I'll believe.
信心是怎么样？我因着怎么样还没有看见。
But faith here is before you see it.
我相信，所以证据就产生出来。
I believe, and therefore the evidence will become evident.
这才是真正的信心。
This is actually true faith.
证明给我看了，我看见了，我还有什么相信？就已经证明出来了，我还用什么信心呢？
But if I can see it physically, then what do I need faith for?
所以我们看到摩利亚山不但献祭。
So Mount Moriah is about offering.
摩利亚山是这个大卫献祭止住瘟疫的地方。
This is also the place where David stopped the plague.By making the offered sacrifice.
摩利亚山是要建造耶和华殿宇的地方。
Mount Moriah was a place to build the temple of the Lord.
在这个建造的殿宇里面，我们再重新复习一下三章十七节。
Let's review again chapter 3 verse 17 about building.
将两根柱子立在殿前。
He erected the pillars in front of the temple.
一根右边，一根左边。
One to the south and one to the north.
右边叫什么？雅金。
The one to the south he named Yakin.
左边叫波阿斯。
One to the north, Boaz.
这个呢，两个很重要的一个啊，这个柱子。
These are two very important pillars.
第一个是神他的坚定的坚立。
One is strength of the Lord.
信仰。
And faith.
再来呢，力量。
One is the power.
当你怎么样，你对于神的时候，他给提供给你力量。
So when you believe in God, God will give you power.
信心产生出行为来。
So faith produces actions.
这一个是。殿里面很重要的一个柱子。
These are very important pillars in the temple.
这含义就是说我有信心。
Meaning that I have faith.
所以坚立我。
So strengthen me.
怎么样坚立我呢？
How am I strengthened?
神给我们力量。
God give us power.
神给我们有力量去建造。
That we have might to create.
这并不是靠着我们自己。
It's not by ourselves.
第四章里面给我们看到，在一个圣殿的当中，都有一种很重要的对比。
So in chapter 4, they are actually opposites in the temple.
建造十个灯台。
There are 10 lampstands.
五个左边，五个右边。
Five on the left, five on the south,
and
five on the north.
我们就看到柱子。
We see the pillars.
一个左边，一个右边。
One on the south, one on the north.
里面还有橙色的灯台、桌子、碗。
There are also golden lampstands and bowls.
还有
tables.
所罗门建造的许多的铜的这个轻重无法可他。
And so much bronze that he made for the temple that cannot be weighed.
那么这个是什么？神建造在圣殿里面给我们的供应呢？你没有办法想象得到。
So it's telling us that God's providence in the temple is unimaginable.
但左边右边呢？
By north and south.
就提到神的属性。
Talk about the nature of God.
神的属性是什么呢？
What's God's nature?
公义产生出慈爱。
From righteousness comes mercy.
公义、慈爱。
Righteousness and mercy.
信心、力量。
And faith and power.
那么金灯台也是一样。
The golden lampstand is the same.
都给我们看到神这两个的对比里面，就是呢，一定会产生出一个果效来。
So in the two ends, I will see what will come about.
圣灵充满。
being filled with the Holy Spirit,
满有圣灵的果子。
To have the fruits of the Spirit.
怎么会圣灵充满没有果子呢？
How come you have filled with the Spirit, you have no fruits of the Spirit?
这一些呢，都是怎么样一个很重要所产生出来的。
These are all things that are fruits of what's being produced.
圣殿里面的一些预备。
So the preparations in the temple.
我们就看到从这一个仿效在这一个摩西在这一个旷野的会幕。
So this copy the tent in the desert by Moses.
因为这个圣殿的建造是从会幕里面引申过来的。
Because the temple's building came from Moses' design.
包括里面的一些海与盆。
Including the seas.
金灯台跟桌子跟金碗。
The golden lampstand and the tables and the bowls.
祭司的内院跟外院。
The outer court and inner courts.
这一些呢，都告诉我们，我们的生命里面要如何被建造起来。
It's telling us in our lives how we need to be built.
会幕是如此，圣殿依然是如此。
If the tent was so, so is the temple.
这一些都是要让我们的生命里面，在神的话语当中，按部就班的被建造。
This is for us in our life that we need to be built up in order.
我们求神帮助我们，从历代之下再一次的看到圣殿的建造。
So may the Lord help us from the second point of receiving.
当人不愿意在这一个真正的规矩里头的时候
，in the building of the temple, but people don't go according to the rules.
到最后，所罗门之后怎么样？南北就分裂两国了。
We saw what happened to Solomon that the north and south kingdom divided.
一直都没有归向耶和华的北国，很早就灭亡。
But especially the northern kingdom who never turned back was destroyed first.
那么我们不能用悲观的看到韩正到最后以色列还是灭亡了嘛
？Because we cannot use pessimistic view that at the end Israel also was destroyed.
这个历史事件不是告诉我们说以色列灭亡。
The history is not just telling us that Israel was destroyed.
这个的事件是告诉我们说以色列归回。
But it's telling us that Israel returned.
因为七十年后又归回嘛，对不对
？Because after 70 years captivity they returned.
那么旧约就结束了。
And then the Old Testament was finished.
那个归回的旧约的结束呢？
So the return at the end of Old Testament.
当然，在旧约里面有画下一个伏笔。
Of course, there's a cliffhanger.
整个以色列给我们看到是神他的慈爱永远长存。
So we see in Israel is God's mercy endures forever.
一代一代，神都给他们机会。
Generation after generation, God gave them chances.
只是说，当这个时间你还活着的时候。
So in the time that you're still living, on earth,
你有机会悔改过来。
You have time to repent.
但是当这个时间过去了以后
But when the time passes
就是盖棺论定
It's already set
在这一个潮流的当中
So in all these
我们还有机会归回
Ebbs and wanes that we still have chance to return
但也不要忘记
But don't forget
越来越不悔改的时候只有越来越刚硬
The less we repent the more hardened we become
人的生命没有办法一次的悔改就完全的改变过来
No one can ever just return once and be completely changed
不断的透过神的话语光照一直悔改过来
They continue to change through the word of God
那么如果不悔改一直堕落一直堕落到最后怎么样心里就刚硬
As they receive the light but if they continue to fall their heart become hardened
刚硬到什么程度
To the point that
就像这一个法利赛人跟税吏的祷告一样
Just like the prayer of the Pharisee next to the tax collector
一样他在做敬拜的工作
Both of them are doing the work of worship
但他敬拜的工作专门是在指责别人
But his work of worship is only accusing others
他的敬拜的工作就是怎么样我这么属灵我就是要告诉别人不属灵
I'm so spiritual I'm going to tell them that they are not spiritual
这一个呢就是怎么一个人属灵当然是好事
Of course it's good for someone to be spiritual
一个人真正的属灵里头这一个是好的现象
It's a good thing, good sign that they are spiritual
但是如果因为自己的属灵是要告诉别人不属灵的话这个就是不好的现象
But because they feel that if you tell others that they are spiritual then it's not a good thing
所以有时候我们看到哦原来我们产生的属灵是只是告诉别人不属灵
Then we realize we are just telling other people they are not spiritual because we're showing off our spirituality、
圣殿不是这样
But that's not how the temple is
圣殿是接纳进来
Temple is to accept
有橙色饼
There's consecrated bread
到神的宝座前
You come before the throne of God
坦然无惧的进到里头
To be bold and come before the Lord
蒙神的怜悯
And receive His mercy
生命可以回转过来
And life can return
那这一个呢神给我们有很大的 这个回转的空间。
So God gave us great space to turn.
但是我们一定要把握住很重要的机会。
But we need to grab onto the great chance.
一直不悔改。
But we do not repent.
一直不悔改。
And not repent.
心就越来越刚硬。
The heart becomes hardened more and more.
以后呢，我们就会在一个框框里面，我有神的同在。
So they will feel like that they are the God
is with
them. But if God's not with
them, 我怎么会这么样风调雨顺呢？
I will be so prosperous.
所以有时候当我们更加的风调雨顺的时候呢，我们更应该警醒。
So when things are going on, we need to be even more careful.
神啊，为什么我得到这么大的恩典？
God, why do I receive such great grace?
感恩。
And be thankful.
然后呢
thankful,
去做一些回馈的工作。
And also do the work of payback.
而不是怎么样以你自豪，然后在那个地方自傲 自己狂傲。
So not to enjoy your own glory.
我们求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，求主你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
建造我们这个殿宇。
To build our temple.
越来越合乎神你的心意。
Closer and closer to your mind.
让我们里头有陈设饼的供应。
That we have the setting out of bread.
让我们有金灯台的光照。
We have the light of the lampstand.
让我们有同着这一个地这个焚烧的香。
We have the incense,
这个香是让你喜悦的。
That is pleasing to you.
主耶稣基督帮助我们。
Lord Jesus Christ, help us.
建造我们的殿宇。
Build our temple.
合乎你的器皿。
According to your
vessel. 奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.